أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. In the previous ayats, Allah explained His great mercy, clemency, and His great forgiveness. Then there is no reason left for a person not to turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg for forgiveness and change his life. No matter what his life was, the minute he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts his tawbah, and a person who was destined, who was going headlong into the fire of Jahannam, Allah immediately turns his direction to Jannat. A person who was a Nari, who was a person of Jahannam, becomes a Nuri. Allah makes him full of Nur. A person who was Mabghuz, hated by Allah, as soon as he makes Tawbah, he becomes Mahbub, a beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So when that is the case, Allah Ta'ala says, what are you waiting for then? أن تقول نفس يا حسرتا يا حس يا حسرتا على ما فرطت في جنب الله. کہیں کہنے لگے کوئی جی اے افسوس اس بات پر کہ میں کوتاہی کرتا رہا اللہ کی طرف سے. Are you waiting for that time, carrying on with your son, and then later you're going to be sorry and say, what a pity, I just kept on breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala and breaking the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. اور میں تو ہستا ہی رہا. And I was just laughing and mocking at deen, at the people of deen. Are you waiting for that time to come upon you that you don't repent and you just carry on with your evil and you look down upon deen and the people of deen? أو تقول لو أن هدانا الله لهداني لكنت من لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. یا کہنے لگے اگر اللہ مجھ کو راہ دکھاتا تو میں ہوتا ڈرنے والوں میں. Or you waiting for that time and you say that if only Allah had guided me, then I should have been amongst the pious, the righteous, the Allah-fearing people. So are you waiting for that time to be sorry and you don't change your life and you just want to carry on with your wrong things and you be sorrowful of what you have done but you don't change your life? أو تقول حين ترى العذاب. یا کہنے لگے جب دیکھے عذاب. Or are you waiting for that time when you will see the adab with your eyes, whether it is in this world, whether it is at the time of maut in the qabr, the year after, and then you say, لو أن لي كرة فأكون من القاصرين من المحسنين. پھر کس طرح مجھ کو پھر جانا ملے تو میں ہو جاؤں نیکی والوں میں. And then at that time you say that if I had a chance, I would have returned back to the world and go and do my righteous deeds. This is very similar, and from the nature of the Quran, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke in the same nature, that what are you waiting for old age, then you're going to change your life, when in old age you can't do anything anymore. Are you waiting till you become a pauper, all your money is gone, then you want to change your life? Now you haven't got money to do any good. Are you waiting for that time when you become sick and you can't do anything? So in other words, all this is encouragement. Don't wait for the next moment. Immediately make tawbah, change your life, turn to Allah, become a sincere and true servant of Allah Ta'ala. بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِ. کیوں نہیں پہنچ چکے تھے تیرے پاس میرے حکم. Take a lesson. Don't you understand? Wake up and listen that my signs have come very clearly to you. فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. پھر تُو نے ان کو جھٹلایا. But you falsified and denied them. You just carried on with your evil way. وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ. اور غرور کیا. And you kept in your way of pride and haughtiness. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. اور تُو تھا منکروں میں سے. And you were amongst those people who denied and falsified the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat also, Allah Ta'ala is giving us great encouragement not only to make tawbah but not to delay. You don't know what your position will be next. Become sincere, Just make tawbah, turn, repent, go to Allah Ta'ala, and then you will find all goodness. There can't be more mercy shown to a person than what has been shown in these ayat. In fact, the beginning ayat of yesterday, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. Ulama have written, the most hope a person can have in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is in this ayat. And this whole ruku is such that Allah is encouraging with such compassion, with such kindness, all the fathers of the world together, all the mothers of the world together cannot show that compassion and that kindness to their children, what Allah has shown even to a person like Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, who had killed and martyred the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then ate his liver with his own teeth. Mercy was shown to him, to such people also. So it is a great encouragement, and a person must sincerely turn to Allah, make tawbah. There can't be a more merciful, kind being as Allah Ta'ala is. Turn to Him and repent. Wa akhiru da'wana.